Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing to you. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I want you to be blessed today through these words that are coming across the airways. But first, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, touch hearts, save souls today. Let people come unto the knowledge of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, that they must be born again, washed in His blood, forgiven of their sins. And not only will they have the abundant life here, but they'll have an eternal home in heaven with You. And I thank You for that promise. Let them realize and know that You didn't come to condemn them, that You came to save them. In Jesus' name, amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose." The Apostle Paul wrote here that he wanted us to know that the ones that love God and are called according to His purpose, the ones that are born again and are walking in God's Word, he said, "I want you to know one thing, that all things are working for the good of them that love God and are called according to His purpose." That it's a present working. That good is working no matter what kind of circumstance you're seeing now. You see, we can't see the finished product in our lives. God is working good no matter what you're seeing. He's going to work that thing out for good for you. And He works in holiness. He works in righteousness. And the Bible says He works in goodness. The things that He works in our lives is good, is right, and is holy. It's not bad. Anything that is otherwise is not God's working. But anything that man might, even in Joseph's life, as we look at his life, as what his brothers did to him, they sold him into slavery, they threw him in a pit, he ended up in jail, he ended up in prison. But you know what? That wasn't his sole purpose. God brought him to the palace to save many souls. He didn't look at all the circumstances and give up. He was knowing that all things were working for the good. And God's going to work out good in your life. You got to be patient and let God work. You got to be patient that no matter what circumstance you're in, that God's working. When Joseph was in the Potiphar's house, when he was in prison, the Bible says that he was a prosperous man and God was with him. Even in the worst of times, you got to know God's with you. And He's not going to leave you, and He's not going to forsake you, and He can make you prosperous even in that time. He said, "How can God make me prosperous in bad times? Prosperous knowing when you get out, you can take what you've learned and what you have gone through, and it'll make you a stronger and better person in Jesus. And not only will it help you, but then you can reach down and help other people who are going through a hard times." We must not leave out the conditions of things working good. It's for those that love God and those that are called according to His purpose. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Because we are in Christ, we have God's good presently working in our lives. And we must know that if we are not weary in well-doing, we're going to reap in due season. The harvest of good is working presently in our lives and paving a highway of holiness for us that love Him and who have answered His call. We must know that all things. I want you to go around today and just say, "All things are working out for me, for my good. God's working presently all things in my life. I don't have to worry. I don't have to dread. I don't have to seek vengeance. God's working it out. God's taking care of me. God's working all things out for my good because I love Him and I'm called according to His purpose." If you'll do that, that'll change the whole circumstance of your life. That'll change your attitude from an attitude of doubt and worry and dread to an attitude of praise and gratitude. That's what we need to do. We need to have an attitude of gratitude and praise and worship. Praise and worship Him today, knowing He's working all things out for your good because you love Him and you want to be called and you are called according to His purpose. God bless you today. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And I pray that you'll realize that all things, God is working out all things for you.